Next item, please.
952, request of Lori King to address council regarding September 10th White Nationalist event in Portland.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and City Council members. Thanks for this time to speak. I'm Lori King, a Jobs with Justice and Climate Jobs activist. On September 10th, Portland is slated yet again to be the site of a white supremacist event. Joey Gibson is mobilizing a Portland Freedom March featuring a prominent Confederate monument defender. I believe, and many would agree, probably you too, that as the people who were elected to be in charge of the city of Portland, you have an ethical obligation to clearly and definitively demonstrate that you're against white supremacy. In the August 16th message from elected leaders in the Portland area, it is great that you all say that each of us can take a stand against racism. Two clear ways for you to take a stand against racism on September 10th are to, one, join the Portland Stands United Against Hate rally and march at Terry Schwenk Plaza at 1 o'clock. And two, publicly encourage Portland residents to be at this protest, to come out in their thousands. Get on the media. 67 racist rallies were recently canceled, not because people stayed home or marched on a different day or marched far away. People came out, but because people came out in overwhelming numbers and were visible to the white supremacists. I believe that it's critical for you all to show by your public actions which side you're on, because at this point, Joey Gibson and other white supremacists feel all too comfortable here in Portland. Just a few of the things that I'm sure they've noticed. On May 25th, the night before the racial assaults and murders on the Max by Jeremy Christian, an African-American woman was attacked by Christian. The police officer who arrived at the scene did not apprehend him. Imagine if this woman were white and Christian were black. On May 26th, after having stabbed two heroes to death, police officers let Christian keep ranting and drinking a beer before arresting him. Again, imagine if things were reversed racially. The double standards are all too clear. On May Day on June 4th, peaceful participants were met by militarized police in riot gear with concussion grenades and more. Hundreds of May Day participants had their free speech curtailed in collective punishment. On June 4th, anti-white supremacists were rounded up and forced to have their IDs recorded before they could leave Chapman Square, while nothing like this happened to white supremacists whose free speech was protected. On the positive side, many of us noticed that at the August 18th Eclipse hate rally and march, it was not met by police, militarized police, and it worked well. Will you join the Portland Stands United Against Hate rally that is endorsed by more than 35 groups and a growing number of groups, including the Portland Association of Teachers, SEIU 503 eBoard, SEIU 49, the Main Street Alliance, VOS, and Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon? Will you use your bully pulpit to help make Portland like Boston? We all can and must do our parts. We really hope you do this. And I'd just like to ask if people agree with me, please raise your hand or stand. And I just thought of this last week to come to you. So
appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Glad you're here. Thank you
and
for
I'm
your
leaving
testimony.
Leaving some.
Thank you.